Before the sports calendar turns to all football all the time, there's still some basketball business to wrap up. Today, the Phoenix Mercury hosts the Chicago Sky in Game 1 of the WNBA Finals. Phoenix was expected to play for the title after losing only 5 of its 34 games in the regular season. To call Chicago a surprise finalist is an understatement, considering what the team's been through. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Any basketball season has its challenges, but you ask Chicago head coach Pokey Chapman how challenging this season's been, and here's her answer. Laughing probably is better than crying, and Chapman had every reason to weep in frustration. As the season unfolded, Chicago's basketball team became a WNBA MASH unit. Players were lost to injury, surgery, fatigue, sickness. All-star and reigning Defensive Player of the Year, Sylvia Fowles, missed the first 13 games. Epiphany Prince, another all-star, missed the first 7. Starting point guard Courtney Vandersloot missed 15 games. Had enough Chicago? Too bad. There was more. Last year's Rookie of the Year, Elena Deladon, missed half the season when the Lyme disease she says she contracted in 2008 flared up with symptoms like muscle aches and tremors. Again, here's Coach Pokey Chapman.
You know, we got to the point one time where we had so many people injured, we could hardly practice. We were down to 8. I remember walking into practice and saying, we're down to the Iron 8.
Out of the Iron 8, some surprises. Players who, in Chapman's words, stepped outside of themselves and kept Chicago in contention. All of them buoyed by their head coach.
I told them that we trusted them, we believed in them, we chose them for a reason. So it was just a real intense time of communicating honestly with each other and just working through the problems.
Elena drives it, hangs, hits, and Chicago leads. Timeout Atlanta. Elena Deladon with a virtuoso performance in the fourth quarter.
Chicago's emblematic victory of the year came in the playoff clincher over Atlanta. Down 17 with under 8 minutes left in the game, the Sky came back thanks to Deladon's 17 fourth quarter points. But now, Chicago faces the mother of all challenges. Phoenix rolled through the regular season. Second-year star center Brittany Griner was a force, setting an all-time record for blocked shots. And veteran guard Diana Taurasi still plays in rarefied air. Chapman says Taurasi's basketball IQ rivals the best in the game, man or woman. To beat the favored Mercury, Chapman says her team will have to slow them down and count on 6'6 center Sylvia Fowles to be able to handle the 6'8 Griner without needing too much double-team help. A very tall order, but it's probably best at this point not to totally count out the Chicago Sky. Tom Goldman, NPR News.